Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn, please, to Ephesians 4 this morning. Now, for some weeks, we've been on this subject called growing up. Growing up. I've been enjoying it myself, thinking about it, looking at it. I believe I'm growing up. You believe you're growing up? So let's read our text again. Ephesians 4 and 8 says, when he, Jesus, ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now verse 11 talks about the gifts he gave to men. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. These are men and women. These are anointings on their lives and graces in them. And they're gifts to the body. Can you say amen? Well, thinking back over my life, the gifts that God gave Phyllis and myself. I mean, I'm talking about back as a boy. I remember the Pentecostal preacher who waved his hands and spit cotton and told me about Jesus and told me all he knew. Thank God for that. I'm thinking about Baptist ministers, Church of God ministers that were gifts to me and my family during that part of our life. Yes, sir. And I'm thinking about people like Brother Hagin that God let me serve under for decades. Gifts. Precious. Yes, gifts. And it's not just the flesh that's the gift. It's the anointing that God puts on the people. Amen. And the revelation that he gives them and the grace that he puts in them. These are things beyond themselves. They didn't call themselves. They didn't anoint themselves. They didn't grace themselves. These are gifts from heaven that are inside and upon men and women that walk among us. And they're gifts from God. And we ought to treasure them. And we ought to demonstrate to the Lord our thankfulness to him for giving them to us by how we treat them. Very important. Now he said he gave us these gifts. For what reason though? Why did he give us these gifts? Verse 12, he gave us all these ministry gifts for the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying or building up of the body of Christ. Do the saints need to be perfected? Do they need to be perfected throughout their whole life down here? Do you need to be perfected? You know, that's not everybody. Maybe I need another message this morning. Now, those of you that have been with us, what does the word perfect mean in this setting? What does it mean? It means brought to completion. It means finished or completed. Just like a child is born and physically they start growing, but eventually they'll come to the place where they have grown to their full development and they have reached perfection of growth. Now, we in our modern vernacular, when we use the word perfect or perfection, we mean something else. We mean flawless, without flaw, without defect. And that is not what this means. Everybody say complete. And you see, the area of completion that he's talking about is in the area of spiritual growth and spiritual development. When you're born again, you're born a baby, an infant, spiritually, just like a natural baby. Nobody comes into the world 6 foot tall. Huh? And fully developed. Nobody. Who? Not everybody comes in a baby. Can't talk, can't walk, can't do anything for yourself, and then you grow. And you grow. And you grow. Is there any difference between the life of an infant or a child and the life of an adult? Did y'all hear me on that now? Is there any difference between the life of an infant or child and the life of an adult? Radical. Complete difference. Well, what about spiritually? Is there any difference between the life of a spiritual baby and a spiritually developed person? Completely different life. What's confusing about this to many is that you can be 50 years old in your body and be 2 years old in your spirit. That's confusing to people. They look at somebody that's 40, 50, 60 years old and they say, well, they're an adult. But spiritually, they're an infant. And just because you've been born again 40 years doesn't mean you've automatically developed by reason of time. Paul talked to people like that. You remember he said, for reason of the time, you should be at this place, but you're not. You have not developed. He said, I can't talk to you like spiritual people. I got to keep talking to you and treating you like babies because you should be at this place by now, but you haven't developed. And it is sad that we've got so many folks that have been saved so long and yet have developed so little. But when you don't get fed, you're not going to grow. And even if you're getting fed, if you don't exercise, if you don't put it into practice, you don't grow. And you can't just feed on anything and grow spiritually. The Bible said as newborn babes, 1 Peter 2:2, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. You're not going to grow going to churches and then having them preach to you tradition and their opinion and political reform and quotes out of popular literature and comments on this and that movie. Did you hear me? You can hear that for 50 years and still be a spiritual infant. Oh, but can you remember the first time you heard some good, solid word of God? Oh, I remember. I remember. I heard a tape, cassette tape, thank God. And it was when cassettes were just coming out, I guess. But I heard a cassette and it fed my spirit. And I didn't half know what the man said with my head, but inside my spirit's going, give me some more, give me some more. Because the first time my spirit had really been fed anything. Can you tell if your spirit gets fed or not? Oh, you can. Oh, you can. And you can tell, well, it's just, you know, a lot of sermons are just like cotton candy. They're a great, big, multicolored fluff of stuff. And you can condense a tub of it down and you got nothing. Amen. How many of you can eat a tub of cotton candy and what have you got? Oh, but there is the genuine, the real milk of the Word of God. And then there also is the meat of the Word of God. How many like to grow up and get a hold of some meat and more meat? You know, babies sometimes, you can tell. You ever seen babies that have only been given formula and canned and bottled baby food and they get their first taste of real cooking? They look at you like, you sorry rascal. You mean you've been eating this all the time? And you've been feeding me that goop out of that little jar? Well, you have to grow up, though. You can't put a beefsteak in a baby's mouth. They'll choke. Wonder if we grew a lot, how would it affect the utterance God gives our ministers? There's a whole lot of stuff He's not going to give through the ministry gifts because that's what they're given for, to perfect. Why? No need giving babies beefsteak. They can't chew it. They can't do anything with it. But adults can. I said adults can. I'm so glad the Lord told us, I'm growing this church up. I'm growing this church up. I'm growing this church up quickly. I believe it. I believe it. Hallelujah. Go, keep reading here. He said, He gave these for the perfecting of the saints. Verse 13, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. When you grow up fully, what will you look like and sound like? The Christ, the Anointed One, the Master. Remember we read that and saw that the Scripture said no servant or no disciple, I should say, is above his master. But every disciple, when he is perfected, when he's fully trained, when he's fully developed, will be as the master. That is our call. That is the mark of the prize, the high calling of God. That's the bullseye. That's the high mark. That's what you and I are growing into, being like him. That we henceforth be no more children. No more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ. Amen. Tell your neighbor, grow up. Grow up. Now you tell them, I am growing up. I am. Now, according to this verse, how do you grow up? Man, there are just realms of revelation in this phrase. Speaking the truth in love. Two of the biggest keys to you and me growing up. Truth and love. Say it out loud. Truth and love. Speaking the truth. Never any lies. In love, never in selfishness and hate and meanness. Truth and love. Truth and love. That's how you're going to grow up. Now, this doesn't end here. It flows on. I won't read all of it. But skip down to verse 21. If so be you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth. See, he's still talking about the truth. Is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful, the what? Deceitful lusts. Truth and love is godly. God is truth. God is love. Lying is one of the most ungodly things. The father of lies is the devil himself. Well, what about selfishness? You don't get any more ungodly than lying. You don't get any more ungodly than being selfish.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Perfect Man, Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603M. That's R1603M, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.